Hey everyone, I know it's been a long time since I've uploaded, but I decided that it'd be kind of fun if I just started incorporating a new game that I play with friends now and then. The game is Truth or Drink, and I've kind of put my own twist on it by creating a set of rules that both my friend and I must follow. So here are the rules that I came up with to make things more interesting. Rule number one, we must answer all follow-up questions as deemed appropriate. Rule number two, we must provide first names whenever we are answering a question regarding someone. Rule number three, there are no sore loser behaviors tolerated. And because there will be occasions where I can't be with my friend in person, I will have video chat running so that there's an honesty situation to confirm when drinks are sipped properly. And anytime the video is turned off, there will be five penalty shots given to the person that turned their video off. So the winner is the person that takes the least amount of drinks or shots at the end of the game, and the objective is to learn more about my friends, as well as to ridicule each other by exploiting our weaknesses, which is always a great time. So yeah, today I'll be dragging my friend Simpy into this mess, and hopefully I don't embarrass him too much. All right, let's get started, shall we? Because I have to
Roses are
hug my
red. Roses are red. You're cute as a duck. Let's go on a date and then we can cuddle. That was funny, admit it. That was hilarious. I'm gonna use that as an opening line
And then I can
on.
hit you with my truck.
Okay, first off, the line was, and then we can blank. And then
My
the
bad.
girl.
And then we can lay you down on the road so I can hit you with my truck.
Okay. Haha, you're funny, aren't you? You're so hilarious and clever.
Not
I
really,
think
it's just
it's
statist.
very clever for as an opening line for any woman on a date
Okay,
app.
we're wasting our time right now. I'm
Okay,
sorry.
fine. Just start whenever you're
Unless
ready.
you want to be drunk at 1 in the morning.
I can't do that. I ain't gonna pull up to the gym and I hang. Okay, first off, what makes you think I'm gonna drink? I'm not gonna drink.
Okay, ready? Do I want to be mean already?
I'm ready for whatever. We're gonna stick with your baseball terms. I'm ready for any pitch you throw at me or any ball you throw at me, you pitcher. You pitch, bitch.
Okay. Who did you hate the most in high school?
That is absolutely not as easy as I thought. Definitely between it's between two dudes for sure.
What are their names?
Just because I am all about, full names here, I'm gonna go
You're actually
with
dropping full names, you insane. Person.
I'm insane. Spencer Taylor and Michael Christensen. Ba-boom.
Why? Why
Ba-bam.
did you hate them so much, Simpy?
I no longer hate them, okay? That was just my high school self. I have grown and
Okay.
evolved, but at the time, Spencer, annoying as fuck, stinky as fuck, nasty as fuck, weird as fuck. And don't get me wrong, like, there's nothing against being weird. I'm fucking weird myself, but he, like, took being weird to, like, the fifth power. Like, you were so fucking weird. And I remember this one time, I had driver's ed with him, and he got into a huge angry shouting match with me because I said turn the page, and he was like, you mean turn the paper? Because the page is the side, paper is the actual thing you flip. And I was like, bro, who the fuck cares? It's fucking paper, okay? Just turn the damn page. And he's like, I'm not gonna turn it until you say paper. Okay, and then the reason I hate Michael Christensen is because he was my romantic rival on my quest to conquer the heart of the one and only Ginger Snap. But he, I don't want to say he won the romantic rivalry, He got
because
fired
he did, but he was also a weird ass motherfucker. He had her and then he let her go. And then I came in. And then he went on his mission and I had to have her. I got to have her in my life for another 2 years. And then she left my life. And so did he. And then I realized that was all nothing but pointless, stupid high school bullshit. So now I just hate him for being a Trump supporter. I don't hate him
What?
for my romantic rivalry with him.
He's
Yeah.
actually though.
He, at least, he commented on Eric's post, the same one that I did, and he was talking about how we should l investigate these claims made by Trump. And then Eric was like, but there's no evidence. And he's like, we don't know that until we investigate. I'm like, okay, I'm back to hating you. Goodbye, sir. You are blind. Anyway,
No way.
that was it. Okay, it's my turn.
Try to pressure me, shot. Come on, shoot something harder, bruh.
I will. Who is the worst sex you've ever had? Drink up. Boo I am a genius, a mother fucking genius.
You suck. Hold on. Let me get an open bottle real quick.
I just shell shocked Vinny. Vinny didn't see that coming. Vinny thought I'd do some kind of stupid question because I'm a stupid dummy. Oh. I surprised you. I shocked you. And that, people and listeners, is why Simpy is
I
a
actually hate
tactical
you.
genius.
I hate you. I
I
can't believe you asked the question. I could not answer this quickly.
am a tactical genius, and
I feel so lame.
I will get
Second question.
Vinny drunk.
Not
Oh,
faking it.
nope,
Not
Vinny's
faking
showing me
it.
the bottle. Vinny's showing me the bottle. Vinny's drinking. Oh, Vinny just drank, and now Vinny's got a face.
Shut up. I'm not a drinker. As much as people think I am, really not. Okay. Good work. You got me there.
Your turn.
Oh,
Oh boy, that brain is flanking. Will Vinny get me the answer? I mean, not answer.
okay.
I will answer any question you
Okay.
throw at me.
What do you hate the most about your close friend, David?
Okay, all right. Okay. All right. It's funny.
Are you spilling?
Yeah. You think I'm scared to drop that? I'm not. Okay, so David. So how would I word this? I would say that the thing I hate about him the most, and I wouldn't even phrase it that way because that just made me sound like a
You're
dick.
no. You're stalling. You're stalling. Answer the question.
I'm going to. So I would say it's probably just his attitude towards what he calls dumb people. So I am one of those people, and it's not because I'm dumb. I just choose not to learn this shit. But when he talks about it, it kind of makes you feel inferior in a way. And keep in mind, he's gotten a lot better at
Okay.
this over the years. And in fact, I'll even add more. I think it's more than just like talking down to people. I think it's also just, I would say judging people. Like I know when I try to set him up with one of my friends. Whose name is Kathy. And before you say, that's not her name. That's the name that she's called by her close friends. I remember he was like, yeah, like she seems like a nice girl, but like she's kind of big. And I was like, buddy,
That's fucked up. My brother just messaged me, and he's like, "Bro, I can hear you from upstairs, and I'm watching Ratatouille." He's like, "I can't enjoy Ratatouille." So stupid. Okay. He's 15. He's 15. He's like, go to. Okay, my next question is, out of all your teachers in Highland, who did you absolutely hate the most? Like, you wish to see their head on a pike.
I didn't hate any of my teachers like that.
Who was your least favorite
No, like
then?
honest. My least favorite
Yeah, I mean,
teacher
yeah.
that
Oh, come on. Don't tell people you didn't have Miss Benyon.
That's it. I forgot. I was trying to think of all the teachers I had. I couldn't remember.
I
Yes.
remember the horror stories you talk about, the poor woman. I
Yes.
wonder if she's still alive.
Don't be rude.
Oh,
Don't be
okay.
rude.
No, I'm just genuinely curious because I mean, it's not like she was the healthiest cookie in the jar. It probably
Now
is.
you're being rude. Now you're being actually rude. But no, yeah, Miss Benyon. I totally forgot I had her. Like, I only remembered the teachers I liked. That's why I was trying to think it through.
Vinny, y'all like have
Who?
the same birthday. How could you forget her?
Who remembers the teachers that they don't like? I don't remember the teachers I don't like.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say, who the hell remembers their high school teacher's birthday?
Yeah, that's actually weird. Except
Oh,
my
my
teacher.
bad.
I shared that birthday with so many people.
that's the
Like,
only
one friend was
way I know it's because you have that birthday, Miss Benyon has that birthday, Lizzie Fentress had that birthday.
Yeah, Lizzie. I remember Lizzie. She was cool.
Yeah, she's cool.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'd be that woman.
She always
For
got.
the exact same reasons as practically everyone else, and that's cool.
I actually liked her. She gave me a lot of extra credit.
She was really nice to me, but in like a condescending way. I honestly didn't dislike teachers. I didn't have a problem with any of my teachers. That's why I'm like, if anyone, I probably think it would be her because she was like
I guess.
mildly condescending with me, and that was pretty much it.
Okay.
But I didn't have a problem with anyone.
Look, I'm trying to drink this, so why don't you make me drink this?
You have nothing in there. That offends me. Like the
What?
fact that your tequila bottle is only up by an inch
What
is
the?
rude because you're implying that you're not planning on drinking much because you don't think I can throw a hardball question at you.
First off, that's just how it is. I'm sorry that I have parties where I get turnt, even if by myself.
Okay, fine then. Okay, fine then. Let's start trying to throw some hardballs.
Throw me hard balls, and I will throw you harder balls.
If you had to pick between all of your closest friends right now, so list to me right now your three closest friends to you. That
Okay.
isn't me, because it'd be too.
So we exclude you. Okay.
Exclude
So
me.
we exclude
Name
you.
three close friends to you, real quick.
There's Cynthia,
Yeah.
Christian, and David.
Okay, now answer this. Marry, fuck, or kill?
Okay, that's a good one. That is a good one. I will give you that is a good one. Wow, man. Oof. Oh my
Are
God.
you shooting?
What am I gonna
You're
do?
shooting.
What am I gonna do? I'm gonna
You're taking
answer
that
that
shot.
question.
Why are you kidding me?
No, I'm not
Are you
kidding you. All right.
kidding? Okay,
So how are we gonna answer this question? Marry, fuck, or kill?
it.
Wow. So I would probably marry Christian just because we could get an annulment And he is probably the person I am most likely to go to Vegas with. And I feel like we could accidentally get married. But nothing, no homo, nothing would happen. Like, it would just.
Why'd you have to say it like that? What's wrong with homo?
There's nothing wrong with. No, there's nothing wrong with homos.
A follow-up question. You're homophobic,
No, I'm not. No, okay. I just. Never mind. I tried to be a talking meme there, but that didn't work out in my favor. So I'd marry Christian. I'd probably I would fuck Cynthia, given that she's the only woman there. So intercourse would only be needed to have with Cynthia. Like I said, Christian, we can have like one of those.
You're trying to overly explain it just to feel better about your answer. Do you realize
And
that?
unfortunately, I would kill David.
I'm fine with that.
So, I mean, I once drew out how Jake Tallman, if you remember him, he asked me to draw a picture of him killing David. So, and I did draw
You're spilling way too much tea right now that I didn't even ask, but I'm leaving
I
it.
love tea. Oh.
I'm talking about David would be brokenhearted. That
David
man
has no
sucks.
heart. He won't be brokenhearted. Christian will probably call me gay. And Cynthia will probably.
That's also
Oh no,
homophobic.
he like thinks I'm actually gay. But I'm not. I'm like not.
Why?
I'm just. For some reason, a lot of people have this common misconception that just because you love musicals, just because you love Lady Gaga, and just because you happen to be a little bit
That's
more like.
stereotyping.
Well, that's the thing.
That's
If it was just one person, I'd be like, oh, they're just pulling my balls, they're yanking my chain, which Christian does. He does that for sure. But if I had a dollar for every person who's like literally asked me if I'm gay, I'd have enough money to buy us both fancy microphones for podcasts, like the fancy ones Joe Rogan uses.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
And on top of that, I'd have enough leftover money to get us weed. That's how much money I'd have. So we could have the full Joe Rogan experience. But
Nice.
yeah, no, like honestly, the only people I feel like would come after me would be Spencer and Mike.
That
But
would be a sight to see.
that's fine. I have a bout with spikes in it. Bring it on, Spencer.
Okay, fine. You answered. Dang, I really need to go harder. I'll go
Yeah,
harder.
you do. But that was a good one. I literally did think about it split second. I'm like, do I want to answer that? This question is very no. I can't. Okay. My turn.
Oh, I should have asked you three people you hate the most in this world and then do that. That might have probably been more difficult for you.
That would have. I would. I could not have done that. I would have been like, oh hell nah, hell nah. Okay. List your three closest friends.
Are you pulling the same
I'm
crap as
not gonna pull
me?
the same crap as you. You'll see what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do something completely different. No,
My three closest friends, are you allowed to be in that
I
list?
am not.
Okay, so of course I'm gonna name my best friend. So, Jenny.
From the block.
Two other close friends. Misha. Suha.
Suha, I remember her. I remember you talking about her.
We haven't spoken for a long time, but I still consider her very near dear friend of mine.
Okay, so those three, Jenny, Misha, and Suha. Okay. Out of all three of them, who do you think is the one that sucks the most at sex?
I can answer that. So it would be Suha because I don't think she has any experience in that department because she's very innocent. Like super innocent. Next
Oh,
question.
my turn. That's right. Okay, next question. Whoa. Well, I'm gonna make this one easy for you because I feel like I've been really mean.
No, that's boring.
Oh,
Don't
you want me
go
to?
do that. That's
Fine.
sportsmanship. Never take
Who is
away
the
from
best
me.
sex you've ever had?
Hate you. I can't answer that question because if there's a chance,
If there's ever a chance that this person listens to this, I don't want to stroke their ego like that. Also, not everyone in my life knows we've had sex, so I cannot say this person. Well, but I think you already know the answer to this question because I looked real roughed up that night.
I don't know if they could.
That's just not your style.
I'm just not going to ever address that question. I'm not going to address that. Oh, no, friends with Benny's? Totally easy because I am very like I can separate emotions and physical action easily, but I'm not sure if that's the case for this person, and I'm just gonna respect that. And like, our friendship is totally dope right now, so why would I go and make that?
I'm a wiener. I am a wiener.
I hate you. I can't believe I'm 2 shots in and you have drank nothing. Okay, fine. I'll pick another one then. So, if I am a good friend, remember, you have 2 brothers, right?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Between your 2 brothers, they were both hung up, suspended.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
Don't do this. Can only save one of them. Which one?
So, do I have superpowers? Am I on?
No.
Am I omnipotent?
Oh, no. No. Answer the question. You're dodging it. I get asked all the questions. You don't get asked all the questions. He has cracked. I know what his weaknesses are.
I can't do that, man. Like, just the thought of having to choose one brother is like, now I gotta open this shit? Oh.
I heard that. That was supposed
to. How old is this shit? Is this expired? Can
last I checked, no, I don't think it was expired. I don't think. Actually, I don't know how it works. I'm not an alcoholic. Oh, is it that bad? Why did you choose tequila as your poison? I chose soju. I was joking, you idiot.
It's on my hand. My throat. Okay. I'm definitely not doing that again, so I'm gonna ask her any fucking question now, because I'm not doing that again.
We'll see. I think I found your weaknesses. We'll see.
My weakness is beautiful women. So.
Oh, shut up. Your weakness is people.
Okay, my turn. Okay. Okay. Whoa. I feel so bad for what I am about to do to you, Vinny. And I want you to know, there's no hard feelings here. This is just a game that I must win. Because
just relax.
I'm not
a loser. Go ahead.
Who is the one family member you hate the most?
Easy. Eddie.
Oh, damn. I thought this would be harder.
I loathe that kid. Ani knows it.
Damn.
I don't care.
Damn. Damn.
You asked me a question that's too easy.
Oh, boy.
Like, shit. Family member I hate? Easy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. I thought I was saved. So,
what is the absolute worst thing you've ever said behind my back?
That's easy.
Because we weren't friends for a few years. So, like, what is the worst thing you've ever
said? The worst thing, I honestly think the worst thing I said about you was that you're just a fucking bitch. Yeah, and it was always hard because, like, I'd see you a lot, like, walking in the halls. And I remember this one time I was at the Gardner Center and I saw you hanging at a table with a bunch of your friends. And you were getting up to throw away garbage. And I was just coming out of, like, with my brother from getting, like, for the fried chicken, whatever, that they have in the little corner. And I saw you and I was like, oh, hell no. hell no. My brother's like, I remember he was like, oh, it's that bitch, isn't it? And I was like, no. I'm like, I can't see her right now because then my heart's gonna get all like weird. And then like, no, I can't do this. So like, I turn around and he's like, bro. He was like, man up. If she sees you and she decides to talk to you, just be like, yo, what you want, bitch? And I'm like, and I was like, no, I know she was a bitch, but I can't do that. And so like, I turned around. I was like, I can't say anything mean if she sees me.
Honestly, even when you're being mean, you're even being that mean, Cynthia. Oh,
And
that's
so I
really
turn
sweet.
around.
Like, considering that I've been called bitch by other people in a way where it's like unapologetic, that is not
Yeah, and
even
so I
mean.
turned around and I was like, no. And then I waited for you to go sit back down. And I was like, all right, bro, we're eating lunch upstairs on the second floor.
Okay. That was actually
So,
really sweet. Continue. Next
thank you.
question.
All right.
Come on, get creative, Mr. Art Major.
I will get very creative. Okay. Would you rather have penises for fingers? Or
Would you rather question?
would you rather fart every time you walked?
So, would I rather have
Yeah, so all
penises
five of
or
your fingers,
fingers?
all 10 of them, it'd be like little penises, or yeah,
Or
every
fart
step you
every
took
time
it'd
I
be.
walk. Are they
It'll
loud?
vary. Sometimes it'll come out loud. Sometimes it'll be a silent but deadly. It just varies. Sometimes it'll be a shart, but you don't know that.
Oh dear. Okay.
Asked me to
I
get
would
creative.
say penis for fingers. Penises for fingers, and I'll just wear gloves for the rest of my
I
life.
mean, you could honestly pleasure several different people with penises or fingers.
I would be the ultimate lesbian. Holy crap,
You
you're
would be the
right.
ultimate lesbian.
Yeah, definitely. Double win.
Oh, all right, there you go. Fun, easy, creative question. Your turn, B.
Okay. Can I ask
Ask
another?
any question. I
Okay.
love the hard ones because they get me thinking, and then, Yo, you saw. I'm not scared to put my friends on blast. I don't care.
I know you don't care. You threw last names into that completely blindly to my mind.
That was unintentional. It just came out.
Oh, okay. I'm curious about this, but I think I already know the answer. Have you ever had a crush on me? Even for a split second. Hold on, rewind. You drank. I thought you were gonna just say no. Hold up. You wanna switch your drink now? Don't think you like it. It's clearly
Well, that was
poison.
also to avoid any follow-up questions to any answers.
Oh, I know my answer. You're just worried. You were worried I was going to ask when, why, and how, huh?
I have no secrets. I'm a man of no secrets.
You drank on that question.
Oh, God, that particular smell is just strong. Oh.
Don't know why you're drinking tequila. You're actually insane.
I
I hate tequila.
got this.
It's my like ultimate.
I ain't no
No
bitch.
go. I can't. Who would have thought? One of the easiest questions. I really thought it was going to be that difficult to answer.
Well,
Here we are.
I'm just not gonna give any follow-up answers, and I'm not gonna give any more responses, so I'm gonna move on. Okay. Would you rather have sexual intercourse
I hate you. You're giggling. That's why you're drunk. It's not being any tattoo. You're trying to
gonna go
make yourself
with
really upset. You can't name drop any
what?
questions. Yeah, not in this question. I'm too scared to know
Fine.
what you're
Would
gonna
you
say.
rather? You'll know who I'm talking about then. I'll give them nicknames. We've got Stupid McSwimmer Boy. Then there's Farty Mc Coke Drinker. And then we've got Ginger Lover Trump Lover.
Wait, what?
Which one of them will you have sex with?
I forgot what it was. Cheers. Cheers, my dude.
Cheers. Damn, you're really down on that.
Because my answer would be none of them, and that kind of answer is unacceptable.
Yes, it is unacceptable. So bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. That thing is nasty. I don't want to drink that anymore. But I'm also not. I also don't want to get up and walk all the way to the bar to get something different. Because I also don't want to mix different alcohols. And it's just a long, complicated process.
Okay.
Bring it.
Here's a good one. Well, I'll play the would you rather part. Just okay. Like you, Cindy. Would you rather. I think you've heard this one before. It's a classic. Would you rather have to watch your parents have sex every day for an entire year? Or. Join in 5 times.
I'm gonna go with the first one. Just I'd rather, you know, grab a tub of popcorn and just watch them go at it. Maybe, you know, like learn some moves or something. But I will not join in any way, shape, or form. No, sirree. Because that's borderline incest, and that's disgusting. And speaking of that, it would also be a threesome.
This is a legality question.
I told you, I have no issues with anything. I'll answer anything. But
that's true. Yeah, you said.
But yeah, the thought of having a threesome with, you know, a male and a female that happen to be my parents is disgusting. So
the idea of having a threesome with the people that
come. Yes. So I'd rather just put on some 3D glasses, tub of popcorn, and just watch it. So.
You realize they're already in 3D.
Okay,
right?
I know, but the 3D, that was just to make myself sound funnier. Thanks for ruining it. Are you not going to ask a question? I am.
What are you doing?
My tiny guitar. Yeah.
Here's a good question. What's the weirdest thing you've ever looked up?
I'm faced with a difficult decision here. I either admit what I've looked up and people will find out Simpy's some kind of fucking weirdo. Or I just drink up. And then they'll still think Simpy's a weirdo, that he's probably looking up like some weird shit.
You kind of know this list, but which list, like which L are you?
Yeah, because I could take the drinking out and just let people speculate. Yeah, or I could just say F next. It and just say it. But then.
Well, remember.
You might keep that in the episode, and then they'll know. Oh, boy. Well.
No, I might have even.
What is the weirdest thing I've looked up? What is the weirdest thing I have
looked up?
Because I could. There's a huge list of things I could say. Yeah, no, we can't do that. We can't. No, wait, no, no, this thing smells disgusting. I can't, this is hard.
Oh my god.
I have to choose one, because if I don't choose one, I'm gonna get 5 of these, and I don't want 5 of these.
Yeah.
I can't say MILF, can I? Is that weird? I don't think it's weird, but I feel like I feel like,
the weirdest thing
aside from weird, I feel like it's also probably the thing I've most commonly looked up.
You didn't have to answer the frequency question. You could have answered straight up weird. So now you're saying
that you're the okay. Often could mean anything. Often could mean like 2, 3, 4 times. As long as it's more than one, is what often means.
Often is no. So there's once, there's twice, there's a few times.
So how much is a few times?
A few times, okay, so for me, a few times ranges between
but, 4 to 6. So by saying often, I'm admitting that at least 6 times I've looked up MILF.
So like 7 out of 10.
You know what, F it, I'm not drinking that musty ass shit. I'm not. So I'm gonna go with it. Yep.
Yeah, MILF? Is it really the weirdest thing you've ever looked up? You haven't looked up anything weirder than MILF?
Like
ever, even if it's a one
like
time,
purposely looking
one
up,
time
no.
search thing.
If it sometimes like gets, oh, this is gonna make me sound so fucking weird. If it's sometime, if something shows up and like suggested, it's not really me looking up. I can, I don't, okay,
but you click it. What is the weirdest thing you've ever clicked on? That's my fault. You can drink on that one.
I don't
one
want to drink want. That.
Then answer, like, what's the weirdest the video you've ever clicked on? Because curiosity is almost just as guilty as purposeful seeking out. Why did you choose to keep
I
an idiot?
Do not back down.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Ooh, ooh, no upchucks. No upchucks, honey. No. Oh, boo boo. I've never seen a man gag so much.
Where? How are we on?
And clearly, I'm doing.
Yeah, actually.
Because now I'm at 3, and you're. Wait, no, we're tied.
So now, yeah, we can keep playing till one of us drinks one more time. And then they will be declared the winner of the Truth or Drink.
Okay, how about we both have to answer or not answer the same question? And we'll be doing the same question.
Intriguing.
Until one of
I
us
like it.
Because we're both at 4 right now. And I think for one of the shots that I took, potentially maybe one of the shots that Simpy took, the question would be included. But at this current point, we're at 4 each. And just in case some of those questions didn't make it.
Don't have to buy the DVD with the special features.
We're going to do a tiebreaker. So we're both going to start answering the same questions from now on. Whoever caves and take a shot first loses. Ready?
Where did you
leave it at that.
First have sex?
Oh, this is so depressing. Chapel Glen. On campus. Second floor. In a dorm. In a dorm room. Relax. Relax. It wasn't like in the hallway. You gave me like a
in the car, middle of the night, on a street, Mormon neighborhood. Got pulled over by the cops.
Nice.
No, that's not it. We didn't get pulled over.
Idiot.
We had sex. Like, I just pulled up to her place because she was having a bad day. So I pulled up, brought some mango seltzer beer, whatever that she liked. We drank that. Next thing I knew, she told me to push my seat back, hopped on, and we just went to town. Afterwards, I realized I left my car on for like 4 hours and it wouldn't turn on anymore. And so I called a friend to come help me jumpstart my car. He couldn't find us, so I started flashing him my lights. And once he jumpstarted the car and I left, I turned around to go drop her off again. That's where we got stopped. And they're like, oh, neighbors are complaining that you're flashing your lights. Like, boop, 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 boop. Yeah, no, luckily we got rid of the beers. Because had they found the beers in the car, I would have, yeah. There was no way they would have bought that. I said, oh, it's just her. But the thing is, I only drank one beer. She drank, like, six because she likes that. But it's also seltzer, but yeah. But anyway, yeah. Your turn.
Have you ever bullied anyone?
Like, even at a younger age?
Any way, shape, or form?
Me.
Yes. And you told me a story.
First off, I wouldn't lie. Second, I don't even know what story I may have told you. But yeah, I did.
Remember the pictures you drew back in school? Oh,
so are you the one that... The one that I got paid for, or the one where I drew the guy bullying. That bullied me sucking Steve Jobs' dick? Because that one was, yes, that was a bully. But I was thinking back in elementary school, I remember this one time we were playing tag, and there was this, back in elementary school, I wasn't a chubby kid, you know, I wasn't. And I remember one of the chubby kids in our group, he was playing like Godzilla, whatever. He was like the big dinosaur chasing us because he's also a big guy. So we were like, eee! And I remember because he was slow, I went around and I remember I grabbed a handful of wood chips and I stuck it down his pants. And I remember he fell and he got really sad. And part of me felt like a part of me was upset. But a part of me was like, oh no. You just bullied a kid by throwing wood chips in his pants. Needless to say, I got sent to stand against the wall for the rest of recess. Well, yeah, I bullied a kid. Of course, I deserved it. I put wood chips down his pants.
It's okay. That's not even that bad.
What was it?
I used to be, like, the most manipulative little shit. I had a really good friend of mine back in elementary school. I think one time she wouldn't do something I wanted her to. I don't remember, it's been too long. I was a child. But I just didn't fuck her up.
Yeah.
I was with my friends outside at recess, right? She came up to us, and I made my friend group and me stand in, like, a line, and we all turned our backs on her. So we, like, made it like we're a wall, and she can't talk to us. And you know how you get two recesses in a day in elementary school? We shunned her all day just because I told everyone that no one's allowed to talk to her until she, like, owns up to what she did to me. But she, like, didn't even do anything.
That's effed up.
Completely full of myself. Yeah, because, like, imagine doing that as a little girl to another little girl.
Messed up.
Okay. I have one. We'll just do rapid canon then. I don't know if that's the right term. Biggest regret of your entire
biggest regret
life.
So far. It's what I consider my biggest regret so far right now. It's definitely between not having the balls to say things that were on my mind back during my formative years. So, you know, middle school, high school. Because I feel like had I gotten the balls to do shit like that, then right now in my adulthood, I would be much better off in a social aspect. Because I feel like right now, I'm like a middle school kid. What if I, like, too scared? And, you know, that's the kind of thing that goes through your mind when you're in middle school. And, yeah, I'm literally...
So you just feel like you're a kid.
I'm a freaking man child here because kid,
but trapped in an adult's body.
And I think because of that mentality as well, it doesn't go good for me in those things. And then the other regret definitely would have been to not have made a music video for my ex.
I thought it was hilarious. I mean, you gave me apps for the day.
And that's where I'm like split on that, because then part of me is like, I learned so much from that experience, and I think all that I learned from that experience becomes because I did that, and it got me thinking. But then the other part of me is like, had I not done that, like, I think I would have been able to save myself a lot of heartbreak.
Mine's just kind of sad. Biggest regret was when I was studying on campus back when I was still an engineering student. I was studying for a really difficult final, right? And my sister called me while I was in, do you know that building where the math tutoring center is? I can't remember what the exact acronyms are right now. But it's on President Circle. I was in that building in the study rooms, right? She called me and told me that I should come home to eat lunch slash dinner. It's like around that time frame of like between lunch and dinner. It was around 4 p.m. I remember this vividly because it pisses me off so much to this day. She told me to come home to eat with her, her boyfriend, and my grandma. They're having pizza. And I said, I can't. I'm studying right now. But I'll see you all home later. Not even like an hour after that, my grandma passed away. So yeah, biggest regret of my life. And I think that's probably why I left engineering, because I can't stand studying for like engineering or like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just with engineering and pre-med, I have to do a lot of studying, so I have to sacrifice a lot of time. I don't know. It's just hard to explain. Like, my grandma wanted me to be a doctor, but I lost her. I can't just offer shit. Anywho-sies, that's a sad note. Yeah, that's my biggest regret.
Okay, that one I do remember you telling me. Yeah, you never know what...
You never know. It's okay. I'm just grateful that I didn't say anything mean to my grandma before she passed away. Like, she knows I love her.
Yeah.
Just
well, on a lighter note, I'm going to try and end you. I'm going to try and end you here. What is the dirtiest picture you've ever sent?
I've never sexted. Believe it or not, 22-year-old girl in college never sexted. You know why? I have heard so many scary stories about people getting blackmailed by their exes of nudes that I've never done in my life. I haven't even sent, like, anything crazy provocative over text either. Like, it's always jokes or sarcastic, like, sexual humor. But I've never sexted in my entire life because of that. Have you sexted? Oh, my goodness. Was it a dick pic? You basic hoe.
No, I would.
Yeah, that's my question.
I feel like I should take an L just to end it. But I mean, really, let me think. What is the weirdest place I've? Oh, I've done it in some pretty weird places. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna take.
Is it awkward? Is it too awkward to answer? Really? People are gonna speculate, you know, trying to figure out where.
That's
just nasty, on a park though. Bench in Liberty Park.
Yeah, no, I'm a. Yeah, crazy. I'm just gonna take the L because so these like, places are pretty fucking weird.
I like it. Take it out.
I honestly was expecting you to have. You really get to know me. And masturbated in weird ass places.
No, I've never sexted because I have an irrational fear that's been induced by abusive relationships I've experienced where I've been haunted by my exes. Therefore, I refuse to ever, ever be blackmailed by my own provocative pictures. And with masturbation, I this is gonna make me sound like I'm 56.
But I read into a study that if you have a hard time sleeping at night, sometimes masturbation helps, and that's usually the only time that I actually do it. Is that because I'm even, like, corny?
Well, I can't relate to that. But that doesn't mean I haven't done it in other places. I'm just kidding.
Can you believe that's, like, my reasoning, Mom? Like, what other 22-year-old do you have in your life that says, I mainly masturbate?
Oh, see, when you say mainly, then yeah, no. I've done that before because, you know, it does help you sleep.
No, like, that's mainly why I do it. It's because I can't fall asleep. I'm like, okay, I'm getting, like, desperate for some sleep. So I'm just going to...
Okay, I took that out. God. Yeah, you do.
Five shots, 5 to 4.
I honestly was.
Shame on you for assuming wrongfully of me. We've been friends for.
Honestly, I would have assumed you masturbated in a random weird place.
Yeah, because, like, honestly, I make a lot of, like, jokes for my own amusement. People are under the impression that I'm, like, you know when people joke around, it's not always accurate to who they are, the person, but people are always taking it as if they're projecting their inner spirit. It's like, I'm really not. I just...
That makes a lot of sense, so...
Yeah, yep. We've been recording for almost 2 hours, and it's almost 2 a.m. right now, so, like, understandably, we're both losing our minds, but Impy Lost, Vinny Superior, thank you
always
for joining me on my first ever Super Dare. Thank you for joining me on my first ever Super Drink, and, for the next time I drag you on to my podcast,
no, I really don't, I just, I don't even know what questions you'll keep in. So, if I mention your name, don't come after me, because I will fight you. But if I mention your name and you want to come after me because of other reasons, yeah, let me know. Totally. You'll know who I am. I still cannot remember. I can't believe I did it either. I wasn't. It just happened. I know. It just happened.
There's no excuse for that.
Bye.
Bye.